The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity is the best way to stream your favorite live sports on the next generation Xfinity 10G network.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans. Work so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
All right. That was hectic.
You made it, huh?
I made it.
For you.
Wow. Yeah, hey, if you're just waking up, roads aren't very good. It took me a little while longer to get in than I thought it would.
A little slippery?
A little slippery, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, it was raining, and it was starting to kind of cool down quickly, and it made the underneath the snow kind of icy, a little bit icy.
Yes.
So be careful.
Yes. Yes. This little snowstorm that we got that I know they were, I kind of surprised me that we got as much as we did.
Yeah.
I thought that they were kind of, I knew we were supposed to get something, but I didn't think it was going to be that much. So yeah, we're here. We made it. We're good. How was your weekend, Mark?
My weekend was good.
Yeah.
Good. We celebrated my youngest daughter, Avery.
Yeah.
So we went out to L.A., had some dinner, then we went to Dave & Buster's and played games.
You went to Dave & Buster's?
Yeah.
What games? What's your go-to Dave & Buster game?
I don't know. They're all kind of new. They're newfangled now. I like the old school stuff.
You can still find them.
Yeah, I found some old school stuff. You know, some places, some games where you could win a lot of tickets. I want a lot of tickets.
You want to, yeah. So you play like some Asteroids or Space Invaders?
Yeah,
or...
I did that a little bit, but
buy the skee ball.
Yeah, but we played the games that had big ticket awards.
Big awards.
Yeah, and then we just played until we won. So anyway.
Well, good. It was a action packed weekend. A lot of stuff to react to. Hit us up on the rumbleslot.com text line 303-713-1043 was the best thing you saw all weekend. I don't think you're going to find much better than what the Avalanche did yesterday, coming back from 4-0 down,
right,
to beat Pittsburgh. This continues to be the hottest team in the NHL, the best comeback team in the NHL. And Mark, they've got the look.
They do.
They've got the look.
Yeah, they do. You're right. To go down 4-0 and to come storming back with, you know, the talent they have, and you get down 4-0. That one's an easy one because you played the night before, two nights before, I guess. You played Columbus. You won 6-1. You're on the road. You know, that's an easy one to just say, hey, man, they got us. But to fight back from down 4-0, Mike, that's big time. Really big time performance.
And Nathan MacKinnon continues his home streak. I know that you love the streak.
Right.
Closing in on the great one. I think he's going to do it.
What's he got to get to? 41?
40. He's at 34 right now.
Okay.
I got to confirm that, but I think it's 34. So, yeah. So that was awesome. Avs doing their thing. Buff fan, are you satisfied with this tournament run? Or do you feel like this team was capable of doing more and that they underachieved in a way? Not so much what they did in the tournament, because hey, that was a really good game yesterday. That was a really good game. Marquette's a really good team. So I guess I go at it from the standpoint, not that it's disappointing because they lost to Marquette. It's because they kind of floundered for most of the season and put themselves in a position where they had to be a 10 seed playing in the play-in tournament rather than maximizing this season earlier and putting themselves in a position where they were a higher seed and therefore had a, you know, didn't have to play the play-in game, maybe got a higher seed, had an easier second-round game, and found themselves in the Sweet 16. Because the team I watched the last couple of days, the one that beat Florida and the one that played yesterday, I mean, that's a Sweet 16 team. They should have been in the Sweet 16.
No. Let me ask you this. Who do you think underperformed more, the Buffs or you in the bracket challenge?
Yeah.
You're in dead last.
I had I took a flyer on Auburn.
You're dead last.
Yeah. Well, disproof. I know too much. The smartest people usually are the ones that don't win the bracket challenges because you know college basketball, you know the better teams, but we also know it's March Madness. The better teams don't always win, which is probably why you're up near the top. Are you in first?
Yeah.
See, that proves my point right there. The less you know, the better you do in brackets. It's a proven scientific fact.
I just don't. It's a fact. For a guy who sits around and watches a ton of college,
I know that's the point. I know too much college basketball.
Maybe
Auburn was not supposed to lose. Auburn was the better team.
Auburn
lost.
Maybe you don't know. Maybe you think
No, I do know.
But you don't know.
No, I do know.
What's wrong with your computer?
I don't.
You are disheveled.
I normally get in a lot earlier than this. I usually have time to get set. I don't know how Dover and Stokely and Zach, these guys that just roll in at the last second. I don't know how they do it. I need time. I got to get acclimated. I got my pre-bat routine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Disheveled. Dead last.
Sean Payton talking quarterbacks. Actually, Sean Payton talking, I think, like right around now at the owners' meetings. Our Cecil Lammy and Andrew Mason are both there. So we'll get them. We'll get one of them on or both of them on today. Find out what Sean had to say.
What's going on in the owners?
Sean looked good. He looked relaxed. I saw highlights of him yesterday talking. He looked relaxed, looked tan, looked rested.
Nice.
Looked ready to go.
Okay. He's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Stidham and Sean. Arm in arm.
Stidham and Sean. Sean and Stidham.
Mm-hmm.
Sean and the Stid man.
Right.
All right. We are off and now rolling. Again, hit us up on the RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. And also coming up next, is Deion Sanders the future coach of the Buffs or simply Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter's future agent? That's next.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Sanders turning into a LeVar Ball right before our eyes. I got to give a texter credit for that one.
Yeah.
Is he more interested in coaching the bus long term or just simply being Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter's, I don't know if agent is the right word.
Hype man?
Hype man, but advisor? I'll let you listen for yourself. So this is Prime on a podcast. Talking about the idea of where he believes Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter will be drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And then he added something at the end.
Anywhere from 1 through 4. One of them is going to be one. Mm.
That's what I'm talking about.
One of them is going to
begin into existence.
And the latter one would not go behind 4. Mm. Now, all this is subjective because I know where I kind of want them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget Shallow, okay? Mm-hmm. But I know where I want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't gonna happen.
It's okay, you want point?
It's gonna be it's gonna be an Eli.
Meaning, hey, Eli Manning didn't want to play for the Chargers. Not mm-hmm. gonna happen. So they end up trading him right after the draft. Shades of John Elway. I'm not gonna play for the Colts. How do you feel about Deion Sanders already coming out and saying, my kid and my adopted kid, basically, Travis Hunter, they're only going to play for specific teams in specific cities. And if you're a team that holds a draft pick that we don't find desirable, we're not going to go there.
It's the way it's going right now. I mean, look at the way I'm not giving you my medicals. I'm not going to work out. We've seen a bunch of these things go down this year. You know what's interesting about it is the players and the agents are finally understanding that they've got leverage. And it was always used to be about the competition, and it used to be about this, that, and the other, and now it's about, no, I got leverage. I don't have to do anything. And you know the teams. I mean, they're I'm angry. It's not going to stop them. You think Caleb Williams, you know, not giving your permission to, you know, poke and prod him and go through a physical, you think that's going to slow down? You think all of a sudden the Bears are like, well, that's it. Putting our foot down. We're not taking him. Think that's going to happen? So, I mean, we've seen it before. You mentioned John Elway. You mentioned Eli Manning. You know, you take a little bit of heat.
But those were isolated, right?
Right.
That happened. Elway was 83. Eli was
2005.
2005. So yeah. you're talking about a solid 20 years in between, and now we're into another about 20 year span since it's happened. But I just get the sense, Mark, that these guys in college, they've been empowered more than they ever have. They're making money like they never have before,
right.
And they probably feel like we should be able to carry that power into the NFL. And have a say. And is it any surprise that a guy like Deion, who knows the league the way he does,
right,
and was always a bit of a trailblazer slash, you know, march to the beat of his own drummer type guy, I could easily see him being the kind of guy that would push the system even more.
Sure. I mean, he's lived it. He's pushed it. And ultimately, he's a dad, and he wants the best for those kids. And I'm telling you, the way he operates on the podcast and the way he talks about it and all those things, dude, he's recruiting.
Hey, man, like if you're a high school kid and you think about all the guys out there, what are their head coaches coming out going, and let me tell you how the NFL works. There's certain cities we're not going to. My guys are going to be 1-4. And then my other son, he's going high too. And there are going to be places where we go where we don't like it. Like, we're dictating to you. I mean, if you're a high school kid, you're like, Coach Prime got juice.
Well, you also, though, know the way of the NFL. Think the NFL will bow to those demands?
Yes.
You do. So if a team like, oh, man, I'm trying to think like I don't think he wants Shador to play in cold weather. So let's say a team like, the Giants or well, no, it's the New York market. I could see him wanting to be in the New York market. I don't know. Big city.
Cleveland.
All right, let's say Cleveland. Let's just say for the sake of argument, Cleveland's got the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
And Shador is the presumptive number one pick.
Yeah.
And Deion says, nope.
Right.
Shador's not going there. You think the Browns will cave?
Yes. He's not playing for you, so that now they're gonna. It'll be like what they did with the Chargers, San Diego back in the day. They drafted him anyway. Then they worked a trade after the draft to the Giants, and the deal was done.
Is this the road as an NFL fan you want to see the league go?
No,
because the whole idea, Mark, the whole idea mm-hmm. behind the NFL and what makes the NFL what the NFL is, it's a league that is driven towards parity. Every move, every lever that's in place is designed to give those that are down a chance to rise up quickly.
Sure.
And so now what are you looking at if you have a system where the top college football players can just say, nope. I want to play in the bigger markets. I want to play in the warmer weather cities.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, if you don't check those boxes, I'm not coming to play for you. How all of a sudden the NFL isn't what the NFL was.
Well, here's the deal, because I'll disagree with you, because there's only a handful, one or two guys that can do that.
Right now.
Right now.
Right but now.
How many? You think
start setting a precedent, though.
You think an old lineman can do it? You think a...
Sure, why not? If I'm a highly touted offensive lineman, I'm Joe Alt, and I don't want to go play for...
Well, linemen aren't going to do it because they're not selfish.
Well...
They're team guys. But I'm just saying there's a very select amount that can do that. The other thing is, if you're not an idiot, you're going to get more value back in exchange for that guy. So not only are you swapping picks, but you're picking up an extra first. And if you actually do your due diligence and you actually know how to draft, theoretically, you should be able to get out of the hole quicker. Now, I mean, Lord of No Rings couldn't get that done in Charger land. Well, actually, you know what? They were very competitive for a long time because they got Phillip Rivers and they did their deal. So they were competitive for a very long time. They just didn't win anything.
It's a brave new world. And I wonder, as a college football fan and now maybe as an NFL fan, if you start to see this influence being wielded by the players and those that are representing them. And by the way, as a Buff fan, how do you feel about the idea that is Deion Sanders here to coach the Buffs? It certainly does call into question what Deion's going to be doing after Shador's done, and Shiloh are done, and Travis Hunter's done. Is he interested in continuing? And I'm not so much concerned about the idea of Deion leaving the Buffs for some other job. I just wonder, does he even want to coach?
After they're done?
After they're done. Yeah, or does he just want to?
Ride off in the sunset.
And follow these guys in the NFL while wielding a lot of influence while doing it.
I tell you what, those guys aren't the only guys. Deion has relationships. Deion's a relationship builder. So I'm sure there's a bunch of other kids, too. Those just happen to be the kids that he thinks are first-rounders.
Interesting times.
Yeah, it is.
Interesting times. And I'm curious how you college and pro football fans feel about it. Let us know. RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. Up next, Morning Brew. We'll hear from Nathan McKinnon, who continues to shatter Avalanche records. Tad Boyle, Michael Malone, Sean Payton, all coming up next.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Avalanche, for only the third time in franchise history, rally from 4-0 down to come back and win, as they do yesterday in beating Pittsburgh. And Nathan MacKinnon, who had a three-point night, more on him in a moment, said that a change during the game when Jonathan Drouin got moved up to the top line helped provide the spark.
I like switching up lines when things are stale. It gives you a little more life, I feel like. And when Drew came with us in the second half of the game, he was unreal. Helped us so much, and he looks great. Obviously, Mikko was great, too, in the second half. And, yeah, our line was really bad in the first 30, and it's good that we stuck with it and got better as the game went on.
Jonathan Drouin, by the way, having a terrific year, and credit to the Avs front office. I know some of the moves that they made during the offseason, they acknowledged weren't the best of moves because they went out and made a bunch of moves at the trade deadline. But picking up Drouin on a bargain basement deal, reuniting him with his teenage junior hockey buddy Nathan MacKinnon has certainly borne fruit to the point, Mark, where I'd re-sign the guy. I'd sign him to a new deal.
What, he had a 1 year?
He had a 1 year deal. I mean, you got the Baker Mayfield deal. Big bargain.
Good for him, man. And you know, there is that importance that he has that relationship with MacKinnon. And that's another important part of the equation, I would think. So, yeah, why not? Play great.
Next on the Morning Brew, CU. Good basketball game yesterday. Really good game against Marquette. Simply too much Marquette offense, not enough defense. Tad Boyle's Buffs go down to defeat.
I would just say that when a team shoots 61%, you know, against you for the game, almost 62%. And you still got a chance at the end. It means you're doing something right. And for this team, what that means to me is, like, they've been competing their tails off the whole year. And because you don't give up 61% and stay in a game. But we rebounded the ball well. We fought. We battled. We just came up a little bit short.
They set a school record for most wins in a season. They got to the Pac-12 championship game. They won two games in the tournament, one of them the play-in game. Successful season or a finish that left you believing there should have been more?
No, I think for CU, that's a good season. Plus, they scrambled at the end to, you know, really start playing well again. No, I think that's, I mean, did you expect them to go deeper?
What they showed down the stretch reaffirmed what I felt in the first part of the season. They were underachieving. And that's the part that you got to lament as a fan, is that why did this team take so long to find their stride? That they couldn't have figured this out earlier, put themselves in a position to have a higher seed so that you're not drawing Marquette in the second round.
Well, I mean, how many new guys are you putting on? How many freshmen are you counting on?
That was a veteran lineup. Now, they did have Cody Williams, and he dealt with some issues. He dealt with some injuries, but...
Now, was Lampkin a transfer?
Lampkin was a transfer.
So there are some moving parts there.
Everyone's got moving parts, though. Today's...
Well, that's why you're in last place, Mike, and I'm in first place.
It's true, because you know more about college basketball.
Getting up early, you know, checking out the coach's tape.
I knew
the weak side rotations.
You've been looking at Auburn's coaching tape.
Yeah, and the weak side rotation just wasn't good enough.
Bruce
for
Pearl,
me.
You pointed that out. Yeah, Bruce Pearl, you know, got to fix that. Next on the Morning Brew, the Nuggets over the weekend went out to Portland, beat the Blazers without Nikola Jokic and without Jamal Murray, who are being given maintenance days, load management days. Michael Malone, happy to come away with the win.
All the players in that locker room deserve credit. I told them this morning, you know, it's not about who's not here. It's about who is here. We're trying to achieve something. That team's in our way. And give Chauncey and that team credit, because they had a lot of guys out, but they play hard. Every time we played them this year, that team played hard. And I think that's a credit to Chauncey Billups.
So the Nuggets in a nice finishing kick here with 11 games left, 7 at home, 4 on the road. They're home tonight to take on Memphis. And what I think is next in play, even though they say that it's not that big of a deal, I think there's two things in play that they're going for. One, the number one seed. Uh-huh. Two, franchise record in wins. I think that's important. 57 is the franchise high. And I think they'd like to, I think Michael Malone would like to, set that new record. They got 50 wins right now. They've played 71 games. They got 11 left.
11 left.
They got to go 8-3 the rest of the way to set a franchise record.
Yeah, they can get that done.
Easily.
They can get that done, no problem. They got 2 against Memphis. They got 2 against the Windsock in San Antonio. Yeah, they can get 8 wins in their last 11 games, certainly.
Nuggets, by the way, now are officially the number one seed in the West.
By the way, how about Portland starting 5 rookies? First time since in the NBA since like 1971 or something like that. Did you hear that on the broadcast?
I did not. Look at you picking that up.
5 rookies. Crazy. Just crazy.
Well, hope that management there in Portland is patient with Chauncey Billups as they go through that rebuild. Next on the Morning Brew, Sean Payton touching down at the owners' meetings, getting a chance to see his fellow coaches.
There's certain meetings you look forward to. There's others that... you know, that you've been there and kind of done that, and they're not as necessary. I think it's always good catching up with your peers, your friends, people that you know in the business. Sometimes, if it's not the combine, this is the only other place you might see him at.
They took the annual coaches photo in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Sean was part of the coaches photo?
Yes.
No.
What?
Nope, he was not. There were 27 coaches. 5 did not make the photo. They were Sean Payton, Mike Tomlin, Mike McCarthy, Nick Sirianni, and Matt Eberflus.
Inconceivable.
Would anybody know what Eberflus looks like if he actually showed? Nobody will know he's missing.
Look at the photo right now. They got Andy Reid right in the middle, sitting there, wearing one of his.
Why did they miss the photo?
I don't know. Belichick was always famous for missing those photos. So, but yeah, they're good-looking group of guys. Reid looks like he just literally left the Magic Kingdom after taking his grandkids around. Check it out. Check out Schefter's posted the photo. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Coming up, we'll get to your texts. A lot to react to. What was the best thing you saw all weekend? And what Nathan MacKinnon and the Avalanche are doing right now by the numbers. And the numbers and the streaks and the trends, oh, they are impressive. And they tell a story. Next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Just a little bit of breaking news, if you will. How do you interpret this, Mark? The owners, NFL owners meetings going on in Orlando, and the AFC coaches breakfast was this morning, and all the coaches talking. Sean Payton was talking. We'll get the highlights from Cecil Lammy and or Andrew Mason throughout the morning. They're both down there for DenverSports.com. But Ian Rappaport tweeting out, I asked Sean Payton how realistic it was for him to be a potential trade-up team. Quote, realistic. He said they'll look at it and noted, quote, it's good to be Monty right now. Monty Austin Fort. The GM of the Cardinals.
Oh.
Sitting there at number four.
Yeah.
So he says it's realistic to move up from 12 to 4, which is where you're probably going to have to move up to if you covet one of these top four quarterbacks, not named Bo Nix.
There's no way they're moving up from 12 to 4.
Especially if there are other teams as motivated to move up. Minnesota.
Yeah.
Raiders.
That feels like just throwing out some fodder to me.
Then again, if he loves a guy and he feels this is the guy that can be the Denver Broncos quarterback for the next 15 to 17 years, then what's a couple of draft classes to give up? What's a couple of draft classes? What's Patrick Surtain? In the big picture, if you are convinced that that is the guy.
Right.
Honestly, if you are convinced that's the guy and you're right, whatever you give up is a drop in the bucket.
That's exactly. Remember, Buffalo traded up to go get Josh Allen. If Josh Allen would have failed, or if Josh Allen would have continued to stay on the trajectory that he was on early, where they had to run him 12 times a game and he wasn't great, you know, accuracy-wise, everybody would have gotten fired anyway. But he was great. He did, you know, have this upward trajectory, and now nobody thinks twice about whatever it cost them. I don't know what it cost them to move up. I don't even remember. Now, everybody remembers what San Francisco did to move up and what that cost them, but they pulled off the Band-Aid quickly, and they were such a good team, and they did such a good job with other places that what? They ended up going to the Super Bowl, ended up going to an NFC Championship game. So if you're right and it works, nobody cares. If it doesn't work, you're going to get fired anyway.
Right. There you go.
And
right?
The coaches' contracts are 100% guaranteed.
There you go. And that explains in a nutshell why these teams continue to overdraft these quarterbacks. Because they're rolling the dice, hoping that it hits for them, knowing that if it does, they're set up, easy street. And if they don't, we're going to be fired anyway. Talk about not his hump. If Sean goes after a guy, gives up the next couple of drafts, doesn't work out.
That's the next staff's problem.
It's the next staff's problem. He's back playing golf in Idaho and doing television.
There really is no, when you think about it that way, there really is no downside for these guys, right?
No. Here's the only thing. You got to convince ownership. You got to convince ownership that this is the right thing to do.
But ownership doesn't know anything.
Well, okay. But
I mean, think about it. You hired him. You're going to have to pay him the $100-whatever million you owe him anyhow, right? What, he signed a 5-year deal? 6-year deal, whatever it was?
Yeah, but what was it, about 16, 17 million per?
Maybe about 18.
Maybe 18? Okay.
So he's got $100 million on, or right next to, nestled up against $100 million on the books. He's going to get every penny of it.
Yeah, but just because you're Greg Pender and you're giving him all this kind of power, at some point you can step in and go, whoa, Sean. Whoa, right. Hold on a second.
You can
make this gamble, and if it doesn't work, you go sailing off into the sunset. We're still stuck with a football team that you will have literally set us back five, 6 years or more.
But what's Greg Pender gonna, this one time at Walmart? I mean, what is he gonna, seriously?
I'm just saying, that's the only check or balance that you're looking at.
But that's why you hired him.
Well, and that's why you hired him, right? That's why you traded for him. That's why you paid him. That's why you gave him the power, because if he believes that he has found this guy and he's prepared to give up a couple of draft classes to do it, well, isn't this why you brought him here?
Right.
To make those kind of evaluations?
Man, the Sean Payton haters are coming out right now. I don't believe that Sean has any intention of moving up in the draft. As a matter of fact, I believe that he's probably going to take a football player at 12 if he can't move back. That's where I'm standing right now. I'm dug in, Mike.
You think that was just a little smoke screen?
Sure.
Staying realistic. Sure, yeah. Let people think that we might be moving up. Hey, drive the asking price up for the Raiders.
Right. And then maybe somebody decides, I got to get up to 12. If Minnesota goes up to 11 and grabs J.J. McCarthy, now somebody, Minnesota moves up to get McCarthy. Who's coming up to get Bo Nix at 12? Is there somebody behind him that you can fleece extra picks from? I don't know. I don't know how, but I don't feel like the Broncos are going to give up all that capital in this rebuilding mode to go from 12 to 4.
We'll hear more from Sean Payton from the coaches' breakfast at the owners' meeting in Orlando. Up next, 4 down territory. And when it's all said and done, and is he serving notice this year, that when it's all done, this guy's going to go down as the Avalanche GOAT. That's next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.